This is Traveling to Bluegrass, brought to you by H&R AgriPower and Farm Credit Mid-America. Here's Alan Watts.
Welcome to Traveling to Bluegrass Uncut. We continue our conversation with Kentucky FFA Executive Secretary Matt Colop about some prestigious awards that will be presented to advisors and students this week at the Kentucky FFA Convention.
We're going to be recognizing our Golden Owl regional winners and state winners this year. That was the first year of that program for us. And we just had great feedback on that program. We had, I think, 80-some teachers across the state nominated and selected 12 regional winners. And then our state winner is going to be announced at the convention. And that was all made possible by Allstate. But we were just so excited to be able to recognize those teachers. I said Allstate, not Allstate, Nationwide. Edit that out. That was made possible by Nationwide Insurance. But that was just a great opportunity for us to recognize some teachers for their hard work and show them what they mean to students all across the state.
You know, maybe one of the highlights of that to the officer election on Thursday is the presentation of the Kentucky FFA degrees as well. And that's always a neat ceremony that Farm Credit helps make possible for you.
It is. Farm Bureau and Farm Credit help us with the STAR program, and then Farm Credit helps with the state degree program. But we'll be recognizing, I think the final number is 511 state FFA degree recipients this year. That's the culmination of at least 4 years of hard work for those students through their classroom, through their FFA, and also through their work-based learning. So it's always a great opportunity to award them that certificate and also that golden charm that they've been working toward since they were freshmen. So it's really a neat experience to see those folks go across the stage.
And you mentioned the STAR Award winners as well. That's really a neat time because they're again, the best of the best in each of their categories, aren't they?
Absolutely. We'll be presenting STAR Farmer, STAR in Agribusiness, and STAR in Placement Awards. And each region selects a finalist for that, and then those students do an application process and also an interview process. And so that is the best of the best. Those are the highest awards that we give on an annual basis. So a lot of excitement about the STAR Awards. And those awards, I always think, you know, that they represent literally thousands and tens of thousands of hours of work by those students. And they've been working, you know, setting goals, working hard, making decisions for 3, 4, 5 years to get to that point. So it's really exciting to get to honor them and recognize them for their accomplishments at that level.
I think what's neat too, Matt, when you come to Lexington next week, if you don't see blue and gold jacket somewhere, you're not looking very hard. They'll be all over the place.
They'll be all over town, especially downtown. But it's always amazing. A hotel we use for state officer training, you know, they're out at Hamburg, and they'll talk about seeing the blue jackets at restaurants and different things. So it's a great opportunity for those members to get out and see a different part of the state, especially, you know, folks from the far east and the far west, maybe are not in Lexington very much, maybe not ever. So it's a great opportunity for those members to get out and see the rest of the state, but also for people in Lexington to get to see FFA members in their official dress and hopefully representing the organization and what we stand for really well in those interactions.
You mentioned the sponsors. There's a different contest nationwide, Farm Credit, Farm Bureau, but you've had great sponsors that helped make this entire convention and what Kentucky FFA does every year possible out here.
It's unbelievable what our sponsors do for FFA members and chapters through the Kentucky FFA Foundation. And what they do, I mean, there's all kind of ways that they help members. We're going to give out somewhere close to $100,000 in premium money to students and chapters for what they do at state convention, which is kind of an unbelievable number, really. But, of course, they're going to pay for plaques and all that. But they're also sponsors in the foundation are helping offset a lot of the cost of the convention to keep that cost low for local FFA members so that finances are not a barrier to come. If you earn the right to come to convention, we want to make sure you can come no matter what the financial situation might look like at home. So that's one of the things we're real proud of with their foundation is how much they've helped us keep the cost down for not only for state convention, but for other events that we host throughout the year as well.
I want to tell you, Matt, we're looking forward to being there with you. It's going to be a fun time. I was last year. It'll be super fun this year. And appreciate your hard work. I know you got a lot of folks who work with you to help put this on. And a lot of planning goes into this, doesn't it?
It sure does. We have just a great team from our state staff. We have some great interns. Of course, teachers, we've got, I think there's 70 or 80 teachers from across the state who will be involved in judging or helping with a contest or making something happen there. 250 to 300 judges will help us at convention in some way, shape, or form. Lots of volunteers. So it's just a great time to be involved with FFA and a great way to see all the support we have from different folks and be reminded of that every year.
Our guest today, Kentucky FFA Executive Secretary Matt Colliff. I'm Alan Watts, traveling the Bluegrass.